I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Obama administration's effort to gather support for a military strike in Syria is in high gear. Today, the president himself made the case for a strike while on a visit to Sweden. He said it wasn't his red line that Syria crossed by using chemical weapons, but the world's red line. Obama and his aides say they have plenty of evidence to back up the charge against Syria, but there's still skepticism about that. Against that background, intelligence officials this week held a secret briefing for lawmakers in Berlin. And at that briefing, the head of Germany's Foreign Intelligence Agency said his agents intercepted a telephone call that implicated Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in the poison gas attacks. Matthias Gebauer is a correspondent for the German publication Der Spiegel. He's written about that briefing. Matthias, who was apparently talking in this intercepted conversation?
Well, as far as we know, the German intelligence chief briefed lawmakers about this call, and he said that a high-ranking member of Hezbollah, the Lebanese militia organization, was in a phone conversation with someone in the Iranian embassy. He gave no details about names, but he said it was a high-ranking commander who is known to the intelligence service as someone with knowledge of all the developments in Syria.
Right. And what did they say in that conversation?
Well, in abstract, he said the Hezbollah official admitted that the order for the attack came from the Assad administration. And he added in that phone conversation that Assad lost, quote unquote, his nerves because he felt so under pressure because of the situation, the military situation around Damascus. And he also added, interestingly enough, that the order for the chemical attack was a big mistake. So apparently, even in the ranks of Hezbollah, there's a good piece of doubt now if this move from the Assad regime was the right step.
Did German lawmakers at this briefing have the opportunity to actually hear the conversation, hear the tape?
No. I mean, it was just, he gave that phone interception as something which, like the German intelligence service, intercepted by themselves, because most of the other indications which we know are, like, let's say, collaborated by various intelligence services. The French have a little bit, the Americans have a lot. So that was just saying we have something on our own which is going in the same direction. He mentioned, like, quote unquote, that he would not see it as a smoking gun. Mm. But he said, you know, it's another piece in the puzzle, which is certainly pointing into the direction that Assad is responsible for that attack.
As far as the reliability of this evidence, this telephone intercept, are you skeptical at all?
Well, as someone who is dealing with intelligence for quite some years, I'm always skeptical. I would not really doubt that they intercepted that phone call. How far you can go with the interpretation if, like, someone who is with Hezbollah talks to the Iranian embassy, of course, you know, you can have doubt if this guy has really evidence or if it was more like his opinion, you know, if he was interpreting information he's hearing or if he was repeating something very concrete which he knows. The German government, though, was quite clear in the last couple of days that they are pretty strongly convinced that the Assad regime is responsible for that attack. But at the same time, they do not want to get involved in any kind of military action. And they do say that the Americans, as like the foremost player in that game, did not ask them for support so far.
Matthias Gebauer, correspondent with the German magazine Der Spiegel. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.